Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, to the most must-hear nerd podcast in the entire multiverse, JB vs. the Podcast. I'm your host, JB, and today we are talking about the granddaddy of them all. We mentioned before in the last episode, it's the big fight feel this week. Yeah, we just finished NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, another amazing takeover. Wouldn't expect nothing less from them, but now it's WrestleMania time, baby. And I got my partner with me, a man that needs no intro, but I'm going to give him one anyway. Carry no intro. What's happening?
Oh, we back. Like you said, the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania 37, with fans, mind you, with fans, is here. And I'm excited. It's WrestleMania week. It's been a great week of wrestling so far. Got to end it with WrestleMania.
And it's crazy. We're in the middle of a 9-day straight binge of wrestling. It's been nuts. We are going to cover NXT another day.
Yeah.
But for right now, man, it's WrestleMania 37. We're getting the show that we didn't get last year.
Yeah, I can see that. As opposed to like the champions, because Roman was challenging for the belt, so was Drew. And, you know, we had, Goldberg and Brock. So a little different, but. I agree with you. It's much understand.
Yeah, so we'll see what they do. We'll see what they got in store for us this year. I'm really looking forward to this. I wasn't really excited about Mania last year because of the changes. Last year's card, I think, was a little bit more solid than this one.
Mm-hmm.
But this one still has the makings to be a very memorable WrestleMania.
It does. I like some of the matchups. You got a couple of ones that's under the radar, which we'll obviously talk about. The championship matches, but a lot of the non-championship matches got a little sneaky possibility to be good. So I'm excited for it. Like you said, last year, the changes that happened because of obvious reasons, some COVID, some other things, you know, fans, it was just everything. It just seemed off. And it was weird. I can't even explain how weird it was. It was just weird.
It was definitely weird, but... We're getting back to normalcy a little bit.
Little by little.
This is a very viable first step.
Yep.
And, man, but this year, let's talk, before we get into the match card, let's talk about who's not going to be there. No Bayley, no Charlotte. Like, there's no Taker, no Cena, no Lesnar.
No Triple H.
No Triple Becky. H. No Becky.
Oof, yeah. What a difference a couple of years make.
Right? Although I am expecting Becky back later on this year.
I hope so too.
I miss her. I think Bayley is the most disappointing of the exclusions because Bayley has been arguably the MVP of WWE over the last 12 months.
Yeah. She was champ for a while. She carried it. She had the little talk show and her, you know, the whole change in to the heel persona really shined during that time when she had the belt and when she was feuding with Sasha back and forth, or when she was actually teaming up with Sasha for the interim and then when they started feuding. But yeah, that whole time, man, she was on fire. She was killing it.
Like, if I had to pick MVPs of the pandemic era, it would be Drew. Sasha and Asuka. Like, it had to be someone between the four.
Yeah, definitely. Drew definitely in there because he pretty much carried that era too. Like, as far as especially with the titles too. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. Man. You gotta be a real professional, man, to be performing with no fans like that. Like, it's hard.
I can't even imagine what it's like for them. I can't even begin to imagine going from packed freaking stadiums to the performance center.
And with nobody there, like, you have to, I think people forget, man, because it's been a year. It's been a year since that. And there was no Thunderdome. it was just sound, the two people in the match and the ref. That's what it was. There was no fan reaction. I felt so bad for Drew McIntyre last year when he won it because he deserved his moment. And it was just, damn, no one there.
Definitely, he earned it.
He did.
And
definitely
for there to be nothing at the end for him.
Yeah, because you get that feeling, you know. I mean, hopefully he eventually gets that feeling again, but the opportunity to get that feeling. But, you know, obviously winning the belt is a big thing for him because he, you know, he worked his behind off. He got fired. He came back. And NXT championship, now WWE championship. So I'm sure that was special to him. But, man, the fans, when you're a competitor, and that goes for anything, whether it's wrestling, whether it's whatever sport you want to say. I ain't going to name all the sports, but any sport. If you played any competitive sports growing up, man, like the fans, the crowd, like the reaction, you feed off that. No matter what sport, what it is, you feed off it. And not to have it, yeah, it had to suck. But I'm sure it was sweet to win a belt, though, as well.
Yeah. And you're true about that. I played football most of my life. Mm-hmm. And just feeling the crowd after creating a stop, or draining the opposing crowd after a stop, or making a good block, or running it in a touchdown, or something.
Something. Anything. Anything could get you juiced up. Anything. Because I was big on basketball and baseball. I wanted to play football, but, you know, my high school never had a team, and I went to Catholic school. They didn't have a team either, so I just was out of luck when it came to football. But I played a lot of baseball. I played baseball since I was, like, 6 years old. Even as before the pandemic hit, I was playing softball every Sunday, doubleheaders. Like, and even that, even like maybe 20 people watching, man. Like, even, no matter what it is, man, it could be 20 people, it could be thousands of people, it could be people who are filling the stadium for WrestleMania. It just, you feed off the crowd, whether, like you said, whether it's the opposing crowd, the opposing team's fans that are talking smack, and you know they're like, you quiet them. It's no better feeling. It really isn't. And or if it's people cheering you on, you get a big hit in baseball, you get a big tackle, or, you know, like you said, a stop. It just, you feed off that, man. And when you're competitive, the crowd means a lot.
Absolutely. And I can only imagine what they've had to endure and had to work around this entire time, especially in the beginning when there was nothing.
That's what I said.
We heard everything.
No, you know, no pumped in crowd noise, nothing, man. It was just all you heard was the ring, and that was it, man. It's crazy.
And this has been the most trying time, not just for them, but for all of us. And before we go any further, man, like, go get vaccinated, man. Like, if you can, get it while you can. Go ahead and get vaccinated. I know a lot of people got their reservations about it, myself included at one point, but just go ahead and do it. So let's just do whatever we got to do to get back to normal.
Yeah, man.
Like, for real.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about it myself, but I've been thinking about it myself because I'm eligible to get it working for the state. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. But, yeah.
I'm supposed to get mine next week. I would have done it this week, but I know it slows you down and it puts you down for a couple of days after you take it.
Yeah, I heard, like, sore arm and stuff like that. My grandmother actually just got it, I'm assuming, like, maybe a couple of days ago. And I just saw her yesterday.
Yeah.
And she said, she's good. Her arm just a little sore. Same thing with my father-in-law. Same thing. He got his last week. He said, same thing. Arm just a little sore, a little sluggish. But, you know, yeah, I mean, it happens. Get some sleep. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing with my best friend. He got his second shot a couple days ago, and he said basically the same thing. Like, arm's hurting, a little sore, but he's feeling all right now. But it's time to get to the main event. All right, WrestleMania 37. We're going to break down this card. If you didn't hear the last show, here's what we're going to do. We're going to run down the card. We're going to talk about the matches, the build going up to it, who we think is going to win. So, and if you have anything, have any questions or comments, just put them down in the thingamabob down below, or hit me up on the socials, or hit No Intro up on his socials. We're going to link them all down below. So let us know what you think. All right? Because we are keeping score.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. We are definitely keeping score, and we're going to definitely run this back, and we're going to see who did what. All right. So, night one, April 10th, Saturday. We're going to talk about what's going on first. This is a new addition to the card, a tag team turmoil match between Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose versus Lana Naomi versus Natalya and Tamina versus the Riot Squad. And the winner goes on to night two. to face the WWE Women's Tag Team Champion Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. Now, this, I think of all the Mania matches that we have, I think this is the worst build. I feel like the Women's Tag Team division is the most poorly treated. And I feel like this is, I feel like this is crap. I feel like everything about this is crap. And
you throw all these
I'll
tag
tell
teams
you,
together,
and nothing.
You throw all these tag teams together, and you do nothing with them, and then you split up tag teams for no reason as well. What in the world is Billy Kay,
the Iconics,
and Peyton Royce doing? But nothing besides the last Peyton Royce match had with Asuka a couple of weeks ago. That was it. She hasn't done anything worth noting of allowing the split.
They put her with
and she was with Lacey Evans. Freaking
Lacey Evans. They put her with Lacey Evans for a while.
So you broke up the Iconics, who were a good tag team, in my opinion. I actually was there at WrestleMania when they won the women's tag team belts. I was excited when they won.
I was pretty upset about that, but we'll get into that later.
I enjoyed it.
Not because I'm against the Iconics. Not because, I mean, I feel like in hindsight, somebody was going to win that match other than the champs, it needed to be them. I felt like that. Yeah. But go on.
it just doesn't make any sense that you take Peyton Royce out of a tag team with Billy Kay just to put her with Lacey Evans, and then just to put Billy Kay searching around for a tag team partner. It doesn't make any sense.
Now, I will say Billy Kay has been a secret gem on SmackDown, and she needs her flowers.
She definitely has. She actually had a funny thing she did on Raw today. So, I mean, hey, we like her. I like her.
Oh, yeah, but definitely.
Still, it makes no sense to break them up. Anyway, we agree. Tamina Snuka and Natalya should win this match. That's our pick. And, you know, selfishly, I will let the Riot Squad to win, but they've done nothing with them. So, Tamina and Natalya, it is.
There it is. All right, next up, we got Cesaro versus Seth Rollins in a singles match, one of the few singles matches without any real stakes. Cesaro's first WrestleMania match.
That is absolutely
now. Ridiculous. It's super ridiculous, and this has been a pretty mod. I thought this was one of the better built rivalries. This has kind of been established since Seth first returned.
Yep.
And this is back in January, and this has kind of just been kind of simmering and simmering. This got to a fever pitch really quickly, and Cesaro just swinging Seth like a fool, and Seth with all the drip just upset about it. Hey, real talk.
Who's a drip Rollins shirt, please? Thank you.
Like, real talk. Who has been Seth dressing Seth? I need that guy or woman in my life.
Drip Rollins. We need
who
that.
Has been dressing? This man came out looking like the Falcon's helmet one week. Next week, this man looked like a tie-dye paintbrush. But it's all clean.
I know. One time he came out looking like fireworks. It was just like everything. Hey man, tell him. WWE Shop, if you're listening, I need a Drip Rollins shirt, please. That's all I need.
That's it.
I mean, I'm enjoying this rivalry. The build up has been good. Like you said, is one of the better built matches of the card. This is probably my sneaky favorite match of the of WrestleMania, honestly. And I thought this was Cesaro's first WrestleMania match, but now that you said that, man, that boggles my mind. And WWE has these pensions for missing on somebody hot, and not for the last. I would say last couple of years, but might be the last like 8-10 years. When the Cesaro section was really going on after he split from Jack Swagger. Man, that was the time right there to put him, to shoot him up to the moon. We could talk about Rusev Day. Missed that. You missed that. Now I could go on and on. I'm sure you can too. So we're not going to get we could do a whole episode just on that.
That's a whole episode.
Exactly. So in Cesaro's case, that's absolutely ridiculous. This is his first WrestleMania match, but well deserved. He should have been on WrestleMania. He's one of the better talents in the company. We've heard the knock. He can't talk. I disagree. Maybe you don't like the way he talks. Whatever. But
I think it's ridiculous that we're talking about somebody can't talk that can speak five languages.
Because, let's be honest, if that's the rumor and that's what you know Vince's problem was, Roman couldn't really talk either. Now he's got light years better. Don't be wrong, and I saw the progression from him, you know, over time, big time. And I said, okay, you know, but I'm not trying to hear Cesaro can't talk when you push Roman. I don't want to hear it. But anyway.
Listen, Roman was doing on the job training, and Roman was handbags. Cesaro,
Dean, and Seth were the ones talking in the Shield. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
As the
Shield, I mean, all Roman said was believe in the Shield.
Roman was ended with the one liners. Now, as the Shield progressed,
believe in the Shield.
As the Shield progressed, he started talking more, and he got, as you can tell, he got better and better and better. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this match. I'm going to go with Cesaro here. Hopefully, please.
Man, I feel like I want to go with Cesaro. I'm going to go with Seth here. Seth took an L last year. He hasn't won a Mania match since he beat Brock, which was two years ago. So, I think Seth rebounds here and gets the heel win. Like, there's always going to be a couple of heel wins sprinkled in Mania on a year to year. And I feel like this one is definitely for Seth. So I'm going with Seth. Now, next up, we got Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon in a steel cage match. Now, over the last couple of months, Braun Strowman felt like he's been shafted by WWE management, and the responsibility of his being screwed over has fallen on Shane McMahon. Now, Shane McMahon, instead of making it right by Braun, has antagonized him and has been calling him stupid and making up fake report cards about how he can't count and how he can't read and how he's slow. And basically, this is the bully storyline that we got a couple years ago with Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss, except this one is so much worse. And I'm so not looking forward to this. I'm not. Like, this is like the – I'm so this unenthused about this. This is my
least favorite match of the weekend, and that includes NXT.
It's up there.
If this is the buildup and – look, I get it. You want Shane to be the unlikable, you know, douchebag, so to speak, I guess you want to say. I ain't going – you know, I put a bunch of other things in there, but, you know. But I get it. But why? This buildup has not been good. Like you said, calling him stupid, fake report card. He mentioned it again on Raw recently. And it's just, you're calling him stupid. Why? Because he's big. It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make sense at the end of the day. And like I said, this is my least match I'm looking forward to this entire weekend of TakeOver and WrestleMania. I'm just not, honestly. Unless Braun throws Shane off the top of the cage, I won't care. I just won't care.
Who wants, like, you see Braun, right? Braun is like 6'10", like well over 300 pounds, completely like chiseled out of stone. Who wants to call that man stupid?
But that's the thing, too. You're going,
even if it's true, like,
you can't run, you know? So,
like, why would you want to bully that man? Like, why is that the hill you want to die on?
You couldn't pick on somebody else. You Braun, though. It just,
I'll make fun of the trade noises. When he does a little wrap around the ring.
I like the train smoke.
That's stupid. Oh, yeah, I like that, too. But the whole choo-choo when he does, when he runs around the ring,
you're making it too cartoonish there. Chill out.
Way
too
much.
Doing too much, right?
And that's part of the
doing too much.
And Braun seems to be the biggest victim of that, of doing cartoonish things when you just play straight. That's why the feud with Braun and Bray got ridiculous after a while, because we knew it was building to. We knew it was building to him and The Fiend.
Yep.
Like Braun and Nicholas winning the tag title.
That pissed me off so much when that happened. And then he took forever to find the boy.
Right.
But it just doesn't make sense. It's one of them things. Like, and I get it. I know the feel-good story. You know, I get it. But If I'm a performer, man, I'm annoyed. Like, hey, man.
It's just, but it's just, I don't know. Braun has just been the victim of just WWE being WWE. And I don't know. But at the same time, he's 2-0 at WrestleMania. 3-0. Yep. I think he goes to 3. I think he's going to 3.
Yeah.
So you're going with Braun too?
I mean, like I said, either way, I really don't care about this match, but I'm going Braun. I don't see any way Braun loses. It's one of them things where the little snipey heel finally gets his comeuppance, and yeah, I think Braun wins. Hey, Braun, throw him off the top of the table.
All right. That's the only way I can see Shane winning is if Braun does something stupid. Ironic as hell. All right, so next up, we got the New Day. Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods taking on AJ Styles and Omos. Now, the New Day, 11-time tag team champions, beat the Hurt Business. I want to say 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago on Monday Night Raw. And then immediately right after, AJ Styles almost challenged them for the tag team championships at WrestleMania. They accepted. That's how we got there. Pretty quick and easy. Don't really care for that much. But over the last couple of weeks, the New Day have been kind of getting over on AJ, but not Omos. And even had a game night where they were getting over on AJ, but Omos wasn't playing any games. He's been dominant. He's been quiet. And he's been kind of just wreaking havoc whenever he's angered. Still, this is interesting because if the AJ and Omos wins this, AJ becomes a Grand Slam champion and Omos wins a title on his first night in his first match.
That's crazy. Didn't even know that. Just thought about it now. Yeah. You're right. Omos has been dominant. AJ has been kind of getting the shaft from the New Day constantly, losing on a roll up. The game night you mentioned, Kofi.
He lost on Monday Night Raw this past week too to Xavier Woods.
Kofi threw up the microphone at Omos on Raw recently, so funny. But I mean, I'm not looking forward to the match only because it just seems. The build has been just okay. Now it's ramped up a little bit. It's not as bad as the women's tag team turmoil, of course. But I'm kind of interested. You know what? I'll put it this way. I'm interested to see what Omos does. That's what my curiosity says. Like, okay, is he going to be dominant? How's he going to look in the ring? I got so many questions. We know what AJ does. We know how New Day do, but Omos is the wild card here. Is he going to be the dominant force in this match to end up him and AJ winning? And again, I haven't seen him in the ring. I'm curious to see what it looks like.
All right. I think AJ and Omos get it done, and I think they do it in dominating fashion. I think this is going to be a squash. I'm calling it. I think this is the squash match.
I can see that.
And I think it'll be too much for almost to be too much for Kofi and Xavier. And this could be the beginning of something special here in the case of Omos.
That's why I'm so anxious to see what he looks like in the ring, because, you know, and what he looks like here could really set him on a path with something bigger down the road. You know, WWE like the big guys, so.
Well, you know, Vince loves his big beefy boys, but I need him to move because I can't have a black version of the Great Khali. Done with that. So you're going with AJ Styles almost. I'm going with AJ Styles almost. Boom, new champs. And congratulations are early in place for AJ. One of the greatest of our generation.
Absolutely.
One of the greatest of our generation. Easy. All right, so next up, we've got the obligatory celebrity appearance at a WrestleMania. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus The Miz and John Morrison. Now, this was just initially a singles match. And the reason being, at least from my understanding, was because Damian Priest and John Morrison were both injured, but apparently both of them are at least healthy enough to compete. And Bad Bunny's been around since the Royal Rumble. Miz, being the quote-unquote A-lister, had tried to befriend him, and Bad Bunny didn't want any parts of him, and the Miz, being the Miz, kept antagonizing him, yada, yada, yada. We saw this coming from way back when. I've actually been impressed with Bad Bunny to this point because he has taken to the WWE. He has taken to wrestling, and he's been very impressive to this point, at least from a character standpoint.
He's been, I will say, I like that he's been there. He hasn't been there 1 week and disappears for 4 weeks and then comes back 1 week. He's been there pretty much every week since the Royal Rumble.
Every week.
So, I mean, I give him a
couple Grammys, SNL notwithstanding, he came back.
I give him a week credit for that because normally – with these kind of celebrity matches, I don't care for it because of that very reason. But again, I agree with you. He's been impressive. The right hand he gave Miz 2 weeks ago was impressive. So, and like you said, character wise, he's been good. He's been really good. Damian Priest getting involved, Miz and Morrison, obviously one of the best tag teams. Might have been one of the best ones ever, but
and they need to break up
because they haven't done anything with John Morrison, and it annoys me. So yeah, it annoys me. Ever since he came back, he's been with the Miz. Please let him go and then do something else, please.
Please,
yeah, because at this point, it's just run its course at this point.
It's a sin.
Yeah, it's running.
It's a sin at this point.
It's over with because you're not doing nothing with them. I can see if you had them constantly competing for tag team championships, but they're just having, you know, fun. Okay, it's over with.
If we can get Don and Taya together, if we can get Taya to skip NXT, come up to the main roster and be like, what are you doing? And get his head on straight.
Go to NXT. I'm fine with that.
Or that.
Again, been impressed with Bad Bunny. We saw, like you said, we saw this match coming. We saw the build coming. He doesn't want anything to do with the Miz and music. And you have Miz and Morrison doing I can't they call it a song. I don't know what that is.
I turned the channel. That's what I did. That's what I call it. Turn the channel.
Let's stop it now. Yeah, exactly.
Bathroom break.
So I'm going to go with Bad Bunny and Damian Priest here. I think they get the win. And I think this could, now that you say that, maybe this causes Ms. Morrison to break up.
Maybe, but I don't know. It would have to be something abysmal for it to happen during the match for them to break up over
I think
this.
If Bad Bunny pins the Miz, he will be
over this. Oh, definitely, definitely, and I think that's going to happen. But these tag team matches, these celebrity appearances, they got to give the rub to somebody. Somebody's supposed to get the benefit and the rub from having a celebrity with them. That's usually how these things work. So, yeah, obviously Bad Bunny and Damian Priest are going to win. Like, so I'm rolling with you there. But Damian Priest has to be somewhere involved because he has to benefit from this.
Has to.
He has to.
That's the point of him being in the match and with Bad Bunny. He has to benefit from this.
Right. So, and I like Damian Priest. I hope they strap the rocket on him and shoot him to the moon because he is really good and he has been really good ever since he was Punishment Martinez. Like, just put the rocket on him. He's not a spring chicken. He ain't got that much time. Just do it already. Just do it and be done with it. All right. So, co-main event time. And right now, we're going to talk about the WWE Championship, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre. I'm not going to talk about the build because I feel like this build to this match has been the laziest championship build we have ever had.
I don't like how lazy. They just announced that Drew McIntyre is challenging Lashley for the title. I don't. It wasn't.
Exactly.
You know, he had to. It was a gauntlet, an eliminator match, a triple threat, whatever. You can. talk about whatever you want, whatever kind of match you want, their ladder match. I don't know. But the fact that they said
before, do something
before Raw came on a couple of weeks ago, it just said, oh, it's been announced that. I'm like, mm-hmm. So by the way,
by the way,
whoa.
Don't ask any questions. It's happening.
That's my point. So the build has been trash. And, you know, I see what they're trying to do. I see, you know, them trying to, you know, them kind of like two titans facing off. And I get all that. But one, why in the blue hell did the Hurt Business have to break up for that one? And don't, and I, that's a whole,
facts.
I could go off about that whole episode. We talked about it.
Yeah. We can talk about that one other day because that
idiotic. I don't get it. And then, you know, the rumor is that MVP and Lashley went to Vince and just told him they don't want to do that. No, like, don't break. And then Vince just said, no, I'm doing, like, I don't get it. You have probably the most interesting thing you have on Raw at that point, and you go and break it up just because you feel like it.
Okay. Vince hates groups, but ironically, the Attitude Era was swimming in groups.
Exactly. Exactly. And it makes no sense. Like, I feel like you have to understand when you have something good, especially when it comes to a faction. A dynamic just works in a faction. And the Hurt Business was the one that worked. Bobby Lashley finally came to the top where a lot of people thought he would be years ago. Cedric and Shelton finally was doing something worthwhile. MVP, we already know MVP, it can talk. We know that. So it was like
absolutely a
perfect match. And you could have even added a woman to the Hurt Business if you wanted to.
Naomi.
Yeah. But that's my point. You could even add another person. You could have, if you wanted, you know, Keith Lee to come back with, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do a lot. And you just say, no, we're just going to scrap the whole thing. And I mentioned
everything off of this has options, and WWE has just chosen wrong. Like, what was it? Was it like 2 weeks prior to the Hurt Business broken up that they took that picture together with all the titles? I was going to post it on my IG, like, thinking, okay, I got time. I didn't post it right, but I got time. I could do it before Mania.
I just brought a Hurt Business hoodie. And y'all gonna do that to me? Oh man.
And this got their names on it, huh?
It just says the Hurt Business, like metallic gold on the back. It says I'm in. And I was so excited to have that hoodie. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna get another one and cut the sleeves off it. And I just had whole plans. I'm like, this is what y'all did. You know what? Y'all should give my money back and let me keep the hoodie. I can't believe but anyway, the build has not been that great. It's been okay. We know Lashley, McIntyre, all right, yeah, but the build has not been good. It's been a lot of stare downs, and pretty much that's about it. And I just hate that the Hurt Business has to suffer in this. I don't know, they had to make Lashley the big heel, but it's not always necessary. But anyway,
the thing is, and the most egregious thing to me in all this is the story. You have so many stories that are just right there. Like, you could say how you can really super play off how Bobby is responsible for Drew losing the title to The Miz. You can even play up how both of them got fired, left, came back, and became better for it. Didn't do that. You could talk about how they even had their little mini rivalry last year, or even how when they had their mini rivalry in other companies.
They were together with Corbin.
Yeah. You have so many options here, and they literally took none of them. Like, this is going to be a good match. This is going to be a banger. But Jesus Christ, just something, anything other than just the lazy BS that we've gotten.
It hasn't been good. I'm looking forward to the match.
My God. The buildup has sucked. And I feel like that's what it is for most of these matches. And we'll get to another one like that later. But in just a little bit. But who you got?
This is a rough one because it's kind of a question of, do they want to give McIntyre his moment? But at the same time, Lashley hot right now. So I'm going to go Lashley here.
Okay. Well, you're right. Lashley's on fire. Lashley has been the most protected man in all of wrestling for the better part of the last really like 14, 15 months. I think he's only been pinned like two or three times in that time frame, and one of them was Drew without a distraction finish. Yeah. Like he didn't even get pinned to lose the United States Championship either. Like Bobby Lashley has been on an absolute tear, like for more than just 2020 to 2021. And I would like to say it's his time. I would like to say he keeps it, but I think they're going to coronate Drew because they didn't have an opportunity to last year. I honestly to God think that Drew is going to get his moment. And he does deserve his moment, but I don't think it should come at the expense of somebody who is on fire right now and also needs his moment. But it's Vince here we're talking about. I have zero faith in he'll do the right thing in that regard. So, yeah, I'm going to go Drew McIntyre, but I want Bobby to
win.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Black Lives Matter. I want Bobby to win, but... You know what I'm saying? Black men don't cheat. But I think it's McIntyre. And I'm not going to be mad at that because I like Drew.
I would prefer Lashley to Winston because he just got it. He's been a while. And I'm a big fan of Hurt Business, even though, you know, we just talked about how they broke up. But, you know, I'm cool with McIntyre winning too, either way. But, you know, I agree with you, though. I just see Vince lurking and rubbing his hands like, yeah, all right, we're going to do this time. But, I'm still going with Lashley. Hopefully, he keeps it. But I wouldn't be mad if you won.
Absolutely. All right. So, main event. Other half of the co-main event. Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Bianca Belair won the Royal Rumble. She's got the documentary going. She's been on fire. She's been all over the place. And Bianca is just, man, this is her first Mania match, and they've really done a spectacular job with how they've done with her and how they protected her, even with the feud with Bayley and everything that's happened in between time. But the build to this match it's been lackluster. And they could have easily done something along the lines of just, I'm good, but I mean, you're good, but I'm better. And they've just, it's been too much. They got too much Nia Jax and Shayna involved, too much Reginald, too much everybody else other than them. Exactly. And it's taken away from a match that should be celebrated because we have two black women main eventing.
Black.
Not just women, but we have two black women. Two beautiful, talented, strong black women main event in WrestleMania, and the build to this has arguably been worse than the other main event.
The thing I agree with you the most on is they had too many other people involved. And when they did the tag team match with Sasha and Bianca, they teamed up against Nia Jax and Shayna. I was like, we know how this is gonna work. Like, they're not going to win. And it's going to be tension and, you know, and Reginald got involved and it just became too much. It was one of the things where you're doing too much. Right. It's unnecessary. You don't have to do all that. They could have lost the match and then they could have went beefing. And then from there, you could have did, like you said, you're good, but I'm better than you. I've been here. You're a rookie. You can do all. And they kind of alluded to that, but they could have did so much more with it. You know, we know, Sasha can be a good heel. She doesn't have to be in this case, of course. Same thing I was saying with Lashley. She doesn't have to be, but, you know, we know Sasha can be a little cocky, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It could be, again, I'm better than you. You're good, but you're not me kind of situation. And that could have worked, and that would have worked easily. It's been average at best. It's been them just talking here and there, and you know, and that's fine, but
And Sasha's been doing the sneak attacks.
It's unnecessary.
Which is completely unnecessary.
It's not it's not Sasha, it doesn't have to always be heel versus face. It doesn't always have to be that. It could just be, look, you won the Royal Rumble, cool. This is my title. I'm not gonna give it up easily. Plain and simple. That's all you gotta do. You don't
Boom.
two characters speak for themselves. The two people speak for themselves. We know how good Bianca is. We've been, and I'm sure you the same way as me. We've been wanting
Yes.
Bianca to get a damn title since NXT. So
Absolutely. I felt like they should have pulled the trigger on her in NXT Portland. Well, TakeOver Portland, maybe not pull the trigger on her, but I feel like she should have been included in the match at WrestleMania. I felt like it was scripted and it was molded to add Bianca to the match with Charlotte Flair. And from what I'm understanding, that's what Triple H wanted, but Vince didn't want.
Can Triple H hurry up and just start running it, bro? Come on now, please. Like Vince,
Please, just run
just slide
everything.
to the left, bro. Come on now. But anyway, the build has not been that great. It's just been okay, and we'll watch it. We all, if y'all don't know, I'm gonna call you in real quick. JB is a Sasha lover. That's his wife. You know, that's his wife. Don't
That's my
talk bad
wife.
about her.
I
She
love
will
her so
fight
much. I love you, Mercedes.
you.
Oh, yeah, straight hands. Godzilla versus
You
Kong.
heard what Braun said. Get these hands. You will get these hands if you talk about Sasha. That is his wife. But anyway,
Straight
I just
facts.
wish, I'm happy that, like you said, two black women in the main event. I'm hoping they do a shirt for that because I will be buying it.
Oh, they did have a
one
shirt. They do
thing,
have a shirt for that.
WWE
And it's
Shop right
fire.
after this recording is done. but it's a better menu. It
One of the
should be a
better
better
Mania
menu. I
shirts.
still have the Ronda Rousey, Becky, and Charlotte main event shirt. So,
Nice.
like you said, man, the build-up has been bad, but I figured this match is gonna be really good. I can't wait to watch it. This is probably also probably tied with Cesaro and Rollins, some of my favorite match of WrestleMania. That's probably my favorite two matches, honestly. So I can't wait. I'm going to go with Bianca. I think it's her time. I know it's your wife, but you know, look, remove your heart from this for a second. You can
But that's
console
my
her when she
baby.
moves.
Oh man.
I'm going Bianca.
So you going Bianca. All right. Here's my conundrum. I agree. I think it's Bianca's time. And with women's wrestling, there's no future guaranteed. So if you're gonna pull the trigger on Bianca, then you have to pull the trigger on Bianca. And by that metric, it should be Bianca. My issue is that Sasha Banks has never won a Mania match. Never. She is 0-4 in Mania
Of
matches.
course, you wouldn't know
And
that.
she only she's the only horsewoman to not win one. Yes, of course I would not make it
Obviously.
my business to know. She does not have a Mania win, and as awesome and as incredible as she's been, especially over the last year, she deserves to have a Mania win. And
I couldn't wait to talk about this match for this very
I
reason.
think I gotta roll with Bianca. I man, this is like even now, like I made it up in my mind going into this recording, like, yeah, who's I'm gonna say when we win. And now I'm flip-flopping. I don't know. Because I feel like Sasha should win, but it is Bianca's time. And this is Vince we're talking about. And how many times does somebody not win a championship on their
Yeah,
first try?
that's very true.
So I say 49-51%. I'm gonna go with
49-51.
Bianca. 49-51. Now, it may change between now and Mania. And if it does, I will let you all know on the page or on Twitter or something. But I'm leaning toward Bianca on
Bianca.
this ever so slightly. Okay, so just to recap for the tag team turmoil match, Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose versus Lana and Naomi versus Natalya and Tamina versus the Riot Squad. Both of us, Natalya and Tamina is the only thing that makes sense to us. Now, Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. You're going Cesaro. I'm going Seth Rollins. We both think it might be the best match of the night. Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon. We're both going with Braun. Other than that, who cares? The New Day versus AJ Styles and Omos. We're both going with AJ and Omos. Bad Bunny, Damian Priest versus The Miz and Morrison. Of course, celebrity win of whatever happens every Mania. So Bad Bunny, Damian Priest, that's what we're going with. Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre. You're going Bobby. I'm going Drew. And Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair. We're both going Bianca, but I may change my mind because I love my wife. Probably. There's a high probability.
He's going to change it.
About tomorrow, I gotta see what happens on SmackDown.
Anyway, on SmackDown, it's really gonna change his mind.
Probably. Real talk. Probably. All right. So, what is the match you're most looking forward to? Like, we both agree that Seth Rollins Cesaro. Like, we did that to the last one. Yeah. Cesaro, so I think it's pretty clear here.
Followed by Bianca and Sasha.
Right. What do you think is gonna be the best match? What do you think is the match that we're gonna look back and be like, man? That's the one you match. What's the one match you think you're going to look back on and you're going to rewatch?
I'm still from this night. Seth Rollins. I think that match is going to be really good. It's two guys that we know can go. You know, Cesaro is overdue for a WrestleMania match, period. We know what Seth can do. Seth is one of the best. And I just feel like that matchup. And then, you know, Cesaro and Seth are in, like, we want to steal a show. Of course they do. There's no belt on the line. There's no title on the line. There's no
stipulation.
It's just two guys who can wrestle and can get after it that want to steal a show. So I think I'm going to stick with that.
For me, I think Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair is going to be the match I rewatch. Not because of Sasha, but I think that these two are just going to tear it down. I think that Sasha is one of the best women's wrestlers, not just in the company, but in the world. Bianca is not one of the best, but the potential is there. Everything, the tools, the charisma, the know-how, just the sheer raw ability that Bianca possesses is otherworldly. Is ridiculous. Yeah. And then the strength.
450 is like it's nothing.
And then going to turn around and gorilla press somebody. Who does that? Not just men and women, but just in general. Who does that? She is that one. So I think this will be the match that I will probably look back and rewatch. But Bobby versus Drew is like a close second for me. Yeah. I know Seth and Cesaro will deliver. Like, we both know that. But Bobby and Drew had such a really good match last year. Yeah, really good match. And if it wasn't for that distraction finish, it probably would have gone the other way. But yeah, either way, that's it. That's night one. But wait, there's more, and we got a whole another night to cover, and we're going to do that in just a second, but right now we got to pay some bills, and we'll be right back. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I know we're back from paying bills and stuff, but this recording went on a little bit long. Like, me and Carrie had a lot to say about WrestleMania, and we didn't want to overwhelm y'all with too much, so here's what we're going to do. So today, we're just going to do night one. This podcast is over, but tomorrow we're coming at you with night two of WrestleMania, so you got us there. Don't worry about it. We got you covered. We're going to talk about all the matches and everything. So, yeah, just relax. We good. Just come back tomorrow, man, and we got you covered for night two. So, yeah, for me and Carrie, just take care of yourselves and each other. Trust that process, and we'll see you tomorrow for part two of WrestleMania. Peace out.